The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. How wise is the church, and how beautiful it is for us as members and sons of our mother church to start the year off with the feast day of Mary. If you recall, in the liturgical year, we end the year with Christ at the center as our King. And in a certain sense, we start the calendar year with Christ as the center, but putting his mother as a model for us. And I believe that Mary, as we start off a new year with commitments and resolutions and hope, she is to be our first and best motivator. The mother cheerleader, like every son and daughter who wants the mother to be there at the game and cheer us on and say, I know you can do it. And something that I find remarkable in our faith is that when we look at these dogmas like this one today, Mary, Mother of the Church, these are not things just to kind of learn and memorize to know about our faith, but they really come and impact our lives. I'm going to show you how. So first of all, why do we celebrate this feast day? So it's Mary, Mother of God. Why do we call her that? Well, she's the mother of Jesus. Did she not give birth to God? If not, who did she give birth to? So Mary ensures and upholds the divinity of Jesus, because she's the mother of God and he is God. Well, it all comes full circle. But then this Lord, this baby, who's also a king, impacts our own lives because he truly became a man. Think about this. When the angel appears to her, he doesn't say, the child born in you, as if God somehow did not become a man and used her body to just kind of infiltrate the human race. The child born of you, he is truly a son of a human being, Mary. So he's true God and true man, and therefore he has the stature to be able to talk to the Father and intercede for us. And he became one of us, totally like us, except for in sin, as we read many times in the Bible. So what? How does that impact us? Well, Athanasius says that Jesus came and destroyed our bodies through taking on a body so that we can be renewed in him, taking the new bodies, new lives, new ways of living. It's kind of like equipping us to be able to be champions in this life, that is, saints. Like when a kid, you know, he's passionate about tennis, but he sees that the pros have these amazing rackets and he feels, well, I don't have the tools to become a pro. And the dad shows him, he says, no, so-and-so won Wimbledon with that racket that you have. Well, Jesus triumphed over life with this body that we also have. So what the Lord is doing, he is equipping us to be able to start off a new year being totally owners of our, let's say, of our destiny along with him. He gives us the capacity to choose. To choose what? Well, multiple things. One is to choose how we think. A lot of the things we say, a lot of the ways we live and we feel come from our thoughts. And in the spiritual life, just like in sports, I can say, I am not my thoughts. When I have a bad thought in my mind, maybe of hatred or resentment or lust or whatever it is, that doesn't make me bad. It's just a thought that's there. As long as I don't indulge in it, it's something in me, but I don't identify with that thought. And how many times do my thoughts dictate both the triumphs as well as the defeats in my life? They get me into trouble. So by Jesus coming and being one like me, he says, you can choose what thoughts to have. What else can I choose in a day like this when we have all these New Year's resolutions? My behavior. As priests and in our own skin, we see that many times we want to be better, but we're too caught up. We get in our own way, each one of us. And we hear a lot of people saying, oh, I've been struggling this for such a long time. Well, Jesus says, new year. Mary says, new year, new behaviors, new resolutions. In a certain sense, and with a wider vision, he gives us the opportunity to choose the life I want. There's a wonderful book by a professor of happiness from Harvard, Tal Ben-Shahar, and his book is called Choose the Life You Want. What life am I going to choose for myself this year? I can have the vision of being great, holy, saintly, or 2026 can kind of mirror 2025 and all the things that I didn't like. Brothers and sisters, what are we going to choose? That's what Mary is doing for us today. This theological truth becomes anthropological. It becomes applicable right here, right now. As I go out into that 29 degrees, I can have better thoughts, behaviors, elections in my life. So as we start this year, maybe here's a good exercise that we can all do in a little moment of reflection today, perhaps prayer. Three things. One is, let's all look back at 2025 with a lot of gratitude and see all the wonderful graces that the Lord has given us in health, in possibilities, in learning, one more year of wisdom. You know all the graces you've received this year. So one is gratitude. Number two is a recognition of correction, the things that maybe I perhaps didn't fulfill what I was thinking today 1 year ago. I wanted to acquire this virtue or stop doing this or start doing that, and I didn't. Looking back and saying, Lord, can you help me this new year to do that? It's a recognition of correction. And then number three, commitment in hope. That is, when I say a commitment, is I commit, Lord, but only with your grace, not alone. I don't want to white knuckle my spiritual life, my life as a human being, my life as an imitator of Christ and of Mary. With prayer, I want to ask you to come on the ride with me. Come on this, to jump in this, take the wheel of my journey, of my car, my vehicle, and help me do it. With you, I can do everything. Without you, I can't do anything. So as we celebrate today, this feast day of Mary, the Mother of God, let's ask her through her intercession that we would understand that these theological truths come and really have an impact right here, right now in my life. And to be very grateful to the church for choosing to have a solemnity of the Mother of God that comes comes and impacts our very own lives.